Well, welcome back to the Lakeland Ice Arena. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens at the second intermission are trailing 1-0. Evergreens outshot Lakeland in the second period, 15-7, and had nothing to show for it. Colin Gulcher, the junior goalie for the Thunderbirds, has 22 saves and is cooking on a shutout. This would be a really frustrating loss if the Evergreens wind up outshooting this Lakeland opponent, but still find themselves on a three-game losing streak when all is said and done. So let's see if the Evergreens can get something going in the third period. The Evergreens are just still trying to break through in this game. We're brought to you by Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. The third period begins when we come back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Chris Conley, and we're back at the Lakeland Ice Arena. Lakeland has the only Zamboni on the face of the earth that doesn't have advertising on it. It is all 100% black. And it's a small rink, and our Zamboni driver works with pretty good speed, so we'll be back underway in just a few moments. Again, the Evergreens playing in the afternoon here in Minocqua. This game is a 12 noon start. You're hearing it on tape delay on Fox Sports because we don't have connectivity from Lakeland. We don't have the 4G and the 3G to send a live signal back from this steel-roofed barn ice hockey venue. A lot of times we've got a steel roof overhead and you've got an area that doesn't have good cell or internet service to begin with, and that is the Northwoods. We wind up doing the games on tape delays, but we can give you a broadcast that we know is not going to, sputter in and out. Which means some of the Lakeland and Everest players can wind up hearing this game in the afternoon. Remember the movie The Bronx Story, where a girlfriend is a keeper if she reaches across the car and opens the door for her boyfriend? A hockey girlfriend is a keeper if she lets her hockey player boyfriend listen to the MP3 playback of the hockey game that took place earlier in the afternoon before the Everest dance tonight over at the Rothschild Pavilion. It's going to be a fun night. Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. The Lakeland Thunderbirds are ready to come back onto the ice. Evergreens have not yet emerged from their locker room. We're waiting for our officiating crew, too. Lakeland leads 1-0. The only goal came back at 12:38 of the first period, a Joel Beda goal. Joel Beda on the power play. Buzzer sounds to summon our officials and then our team. Our next DC Everest broadcast is Monday. It's a boys' basketball game. What a game it should be. DC Everest boys 8-2 against the Eau Claire North Huskies 10-1. Team that wins that figures to move on top of the other for the state tournament seeding. So that's an important game, even though it is out of conference. Evergreens are going to be competing with Stevens Point, Marshfield, and Merrill. Any one of those four could win the Valley Conference boys basketball title this year. And we had fun seeing the girls' basketball team on Thursday night, even though they lost. They played that game over at the junior high school. It was throwback night. They wore the 1980s girls' basketball jerseys. Safe to say that the baggy look, which so many teams sport these days, was not in style back then, as some of the girls were very aware of. All right, teams back out onto the ice here. There's Ethan Hurt back on the other end. Again, Hurt's got to make all the saves. Because you don't think that the opposing goalie, Colin Gulcher, is going to give up two or three goals. I mean, the Evergreens got to keep this a 1-0 game and try and get it tied. Lakeland's a nice host. They got a nice, the lobby area's got the gas stove, which we appreciate. Big cushy chairs and couches, so we're very comfortable waiting for the game to start. All right, we're called up to the center circle. 17 minutes to decide this one, and Lakeland leads 1-0. Evergreens have kept their leading scorer, Max Trahala, in check. Trahala's been kind of quiet for the Evergreens. Well, bite my tongue, Trahala puts one on goal right after the faceoff. Saved by Ethan Hurt. Big hit on the boards. Lakeland still controls. Shot blocked. Didn't go through. One of the Evers players taken down. No whistle. Jaglinski hit the ice kind of hard. Goes into the corner other end. Hackbarth fights for the Evergreen. Yaku's ready to join the fight, too. Evergreen's got to get something here. Ortell tries for a hit behind the net. Ortell fought his way to the puck. Goes back out to the blue line right between two Evergreens, and they couldn't hold it in. Evergreens have to touch up. Send it into the corner behind the net. Lakeland's there. Evergreens will get an early change. 45 seconds into the third period. Still 1-0 Lakeland. Back down at the other end for the Evergreens. Defense from Parker Hurt. Hurt bangs it off the boards. Ortell tries to get to it, and Yaku's too. The Lakeland player in the middle got to it. And now here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth was tripped and lost his skate. We're going to play through it. Hackbarth was lunging forward for his puck, so you don't get the call when Hackbarth is lunging and is kind of off balance, even though there was contact that brought him down to the ice. Comes around the boards, Evergreens on a rush, far side. Now the Evergreens played last night and now have an afternoon game. Kind of a big advantage. Here's a shot on goal and a glove save. It's the Evergreens' Quinton Shiro. And for Colin Gulcher, his 25th save of the afternoon. Yeah, the Evergreens have had more chances than Lakeland by a lot. Just battling an elite goalie. 15:40 to play. Offensive zone face off to the right. Evergreens back to the blue line. Shot blocked. Didn't get through. Now went behind the boards. Almost bounced out in front. Colby Schmidt trying to get to it. Lakeland on the defensive end turned over. Colby Schmidt had it in the skates of one of the Lakeland players, and Lakeland comes back. 2-on-2 the other way. Lakeland player holds up, bounces off the boards. Evergreens have all five back. That deflected went wide of the near side circle. Evergreens coming back the other way. 15 minutes to decide this one. Evergreens send it into the corner. Everest is on a change. New skaters on for the Evergreens. Try and hold this in the corner. Good job there by Jaglinski, who's shorthanded. Now Lakeland comes away. Evergreens have two players back. Coming forward is J.J. Abe. First time we've called his name tonight. Abe sends it into the corner. Evergreens got a player there. This is Jaglinski. He's back behind his own net. Jaglinski's battling for the puck, and Lakeland player comes up. Dylan Whalen. Everest now trying to break out the other end. Bouncing puck over the red line, past everyone to the blue line where Lakeland picks it up again, comes back the other way. And the Evergreens have to stop every one of these shots. Victor Masakaya behind the net for the Thunderbirds. Lost it there. Evergreens come back. Right in front of the Everest bench. Evergreens are onside. One on one. Here's a shot partially deflected and covered up by the Lakeland goalie. Put on goal by Eddie Zinda. It didn't get through cleanly. It went off one of the Lakeland defenders, and it was a bouncing puck that Colin Gulcher covered up for his 26th save. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens, 14-17 left. Lakeland 1-0. It's been 1-0 for forever. Behind the net, comes back out, bounces off the boards, out of the zone. Evergreens will retreat. Parker Hurt. Circles behind the net where Ethan Hurt stands. Parker Hurt bounces it off the boards ahead. Hackbarth, 2-on-2. Yaku's held up. He's onside. Ah, late call. They're going to say Hackbarth was offside. Hackbarth tried to stop on a dime there. His momentum, I guess, carried him over the blue line. A lot of times that's a no call. When you've got the offensive player who stops like that, and the puck is carried in advance, but the whistle sounds against Yaku's who couldn't stop in time. Ortell will take the draw near side blue dot just outside the Everest offensive zone. And the Evergreens' Colby Schmidt sends it over to Yaku's, but it's in the defensive end. Yaku's is behind this defensive net and just turned the puck over. Shot is blocked, goes wide of the near side post. Another Everest defender got down. Here's Ortell trying to fight for it. Overskates at the red line. Evergreens touch up. Hackbarth is onside. Yaku's now joined. Lakeland's back defensively. Yaku's behind the net. One of the Lakeland players off his skates. And the Evergreens again surrender the puck in the corner. On the smaller rink, Lakeland has won a lot of battles for the puck here. Got a whistle and a penalty coming up here. It's on the Evergreens. Another big penalty kill coming up, and Jacob Yakuz comes off the ice. Yakuz was in the box when Lakeland scored the last time. So again, here's a penalty kill that is mission critical for the Evergreens tonight. Penalty comes at 3:37 of the third period. And the problem with these third period penalties when you're trailing, not only can't you fall further behind, it takes away time for you to get these equalizing goals that you need with 5-on-5 high. Yakuz to the box. Lakeland gets an offensive zone faceoff. Lakeland wins it, sends it wide. Comes all the way around the boards. Haven't told us what this was. They'll tell us now.
Number four, Jacob Jacobs. 2 minutes for holding and a 10-minute misconduct.
Holding, and they're just announcing Yakuz will serve another 10 minutes after that for unsportsmanlike conduct. Wow. So one of the Evergreen's best players will sit. Yakuz won't be able to come back until about 2.5 minutes left. Wow. Evergreen's hold shorthanded. Hackbarth now surrenders the puck. 1:15 left in the Lakeland power play. The unsportsmanlike is the bigger penalty on Yakuz. Ortell possesses it shorthanded. Ortell still holds the puck shorthanded and circles around. We're going to bring this down to 1 minute left in the power play and now flicks it all the way down the ice. So the Evergreens need this penalty, but Yakuz is going to be watching for an extended period. 50 seconds left in the man advantage for Lakeland. Long cross-ice pass bouncing towards the goal, but the Evergreens have Parker hurt closest to it. Now 40 seconds left in the penalty kill. Evergreens send it all the way down. Evergreens were thinking about having Ortell chase this. Instead, Lakeland has to rush the length of the ice. They start from behind their own net. 30 seconds left. Take it away. Short-handed goal. Score for the Evergreens. Taken away by Davis Hackbarth, who's doing everything for the Evergreens. Two last night and a shorty to tie us up now. Davis Hackbarth for the Evergreens. Lakeland player just left the puck right there, and Hackbarth, instead of retreating to play defense, advanced on the puck and scored from right between the circles. Goal comes at 5:07 of the second period, a shorty to tie the game. Hackbarth unassisted.
It's
been forever since the Evergreens have had a shorthanded goal. Lakeland still has the power play for 15 more seconds. The Evergreens really need to batten this down. So the Evergreens have new life on a shorty. There's also the blocker loose in front and a defensive dive and a good stop for the Evergreens. That was Jack Linsky who sacrificed his body after his goalie had to go off the blocker and it was in front for a moment. 2-1, and now we are back to 5-on-5 hockey. Lakeland jabbing at it for a moment. Evergreens break out. We're back to full strength. Evergreens get a new skater on. Shot goes wide of the net. Now goalie's going to cover it up. Yakuz again not available for the Evergreens until the 2.5 minute mark, serving a 10-minute unsportsmanlike. But we are back to 5-on-5 hockey, and most importantly, we're back to tied 1-1. This will be an offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. So 11:13 to break this tie in the third period. Puck drops, offensive zone faceoff. Shot that was blocked. Evergreens got another look at the net. That was Ortell who put it on. Zinda is on the ice trying to fight for this along the near side boards as the Evergreens look to hold this zone. Zinda tries to get it centered. Knocked away by one of the Lakeland players. Got a stoppage. Is this a penalty coming up? The Evergreens. Just go out of play in that far corner. It's hard to see from that far corner. Nope. Penalty on Lakeland. Kyle Schwab goes off. Second time that Schwab has been in the box today. So we have several repeat offenders in this game. Penalty at 6:02 of the third period. So the Evergreens with a shorthanded goal to tie it will now try and take the lead on the power play. Here's Hackbarth's shot. Had the goalie down early. It's wide of the near side post. Schwab elbowing. And Lakeland sends the puck all the way down. The Evergreens will retreat. Have to rush the length of the ice here. Power play opportunity for the Evergreens in a tie game. Everest has not had the lead today. Didn't have the lead at all in the game last night either. Evergreens will start from behind the net. And this is a spot where they miss Yakus. Yakus serving a 10-minute unsportsmanlike. 5-on-5. Here come the Evergreens. This is Jaglinski up the near sideboards. 1:20 left in the Everest man advantage. Behind the net for Hackbarth. Hackbarth is in the corner. Stick handling. Can he get it centered? Hackbarth sends it back out to the blue line, looking to flick this on goal or tail. Evergreens had some traffic in front. Goes wide of the near post. And Lakeland flicks it down the ice. Short-handed opportunity here. Max Trahala. Trahala circles back. Good defense there by Brady Bunnell. Bunnell suddenly got even and then got in front of Trahala and kept him from getting a shot on goal. 50 seconds left of the Everest power play. Evergreens have the puck back and send it behind the net. Hackbarth holds in at the blue line. Hackbarth goes cross ice, close range, shot, save! Grant Ortell from very close range. He was down below the far side circle. And Colin Gulcher makes the save, denying the Evergreens a go-ahead opportunity. 42 seconds left in the man advantage. 9:39 left in the game. Tied 1-1. Quinton Shiro takes the draw for the Evergreens. Lakeland comes away with it. Evergreens trying to hold this in with the man advantage. Yep, here comes Kisley along the far sideboards. Goes behind the net. 30 seconds left to the Everest power play. Can they take the lead? Behind the net here is Quinton Shiro. Shiro now to the corner. Tries to get this out. Zinda goes cross ice. That's a good pass to the blue line. Tried to get it back to Zinda. Pops off one of the defender's sticks and out of the zone. 15 seconds left in the man advantage. Lakeland shorthanded. Sends it all the way down the ice. Evergreens are probably not going to get another rush, and that's going to do it. So the Evergreens tied 1-1. Do not cash in on the power play, and we are back to even strength with 9 minutes to go. It's been a really even hockey game, too. Again, Lakeland with a huge advantage in goal. They just had outstanding play between the pipes. Evergreens have outshot the Thunderbirds, but have only one goal to show for it. Hackbarth shorthanded earlier in this third period. Tied 1-1 now. Big hit. Wipes out the Lakeland player. Play on. It was clean. Hard but clean. Goes back into the corner. Parker Hurt. Hurt's going to get additional ice time. Hurt and Kisley with Yakus not available till the 2.5 minute mark. Everest player goes down along the far side boards. Lakeland in the offensive zone circles back. Goes back out to the blue line. A lot of traffic in front of the net. Go cross ice. Shot. Stick. Saved by the Evergreens. Ethan Hurt. Put on goal there by Cody Olsen. Still behind the net. Evergreens need to clear this puck out. Eddie Zinda's got it for the Evergreens. Cross ice, taken away. Lakeland shot had the goalie beat, and reaching back with a stick save was Ethan Hurt. The big-time save on a giveaway. Evergreens send it down the ice. It is icing. Lakeland almost got the lead back. To my eyes, Hurt was beat on that chance. He reached back with his stick and flicked the puck away. Part lucky, part good. Any way it comes, right? Evergreens have lost their last two after going undefeated in their seven before that. There was 6-0-1 during that stretch. So the Evergreens trying to get on track against a really tough Lakeland opponent. Again, Lakeland plays Division II hockey, so some smaller schools on their schedule. But Lakeland's got a good goalie. They got a lot of confidence, a 13-2 team. 2-on-2 for the Evergreens. Here's Jaglinski. Flicked his shot to block by one of the Lakeland defenders. Didn't get all the way through. Now on the near side boards, Evergreens try and close in on this puck. Shiro sends it in. Jaglinski again, but checked off that puck. Lakeland behind the boards. Evergreens hoping for a turnover. 7:20 left to play. Hackbarth, wow, high elbow coming in there and not called. It's Owen Bunnell who's on the ice now. Owen Bunnell took one up in the chops. Lakeland on a change. Evergreens back here. 5-on-5 in their defensive end. Evergreens almost turned this puck over. Brady Bunnell's got it. Bunnell's going to retreat to behind his own net. And Bunnell's going to need some help. It's pinned up there in the corner. Fighting for this puck. It comes free to Lakeland from close range, and that went off a pipe. No good. Wow, Lakeland gets a look. That puck popped out of the corner and came out towards the center of the ice. That's a post at the 6.5 minute mark that keeps us tied 1-1. Colby Schmidt just wrestled down to the ice. Puck knocks off one of the Lakeland players. We're going to wave off icing. The Evergreens get a new line out there. So the Evergreens are peppering the net on a power play. Couldn't score. Lakeland hits the post, and we're still tied 1-1. New skaters on for the Evergreens, and here comes the Evergreens' Ortell. Ortell fights for it behind the net, leads it in the corner. This is Zinda. Zinda's pinned up there. 6 minutes to play. This one's going to go down to the wire. Evergreens have it come out in front, and it's a save. Came from behind the net, came out in front. Colin Gulcher with another save. Lakeland's going to get new skaters on before this offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Lakeland got their one goal back in the first period on the power play. We played scoreless hockey in the second period. The Evergreens Hackbarth shorthanded. Evergreens win this zone wide of the near side post off the faceoff. Ortell put it on. Hackbarth from the corner now. Evergreens still hold the zone. Stick handling. Backhand tried to flick that across the ice to Zinda. Broken up by one of the Lakeland players. Long down ice. Lakeland skating. This is going to be icing. No one got to it. Offensive zone faceoff for Everest. 5:44 left in the game. Or maybe overtime. The Evergreens would leave some of their dates a little bit nervous if they arrive back late in town if we play some overtime, right? So there are young girls who are primping right now and listening to our broadcast saying someone better win this in regulation, right? Right. Off the offensive zone faceoff. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens look to hold it there. Circling back for Everest is Ketton Ottinger. Got a penalty coming up here. Everyone's looking around wondering what this is. It's on the Evergreens. Ketton Ottinger to go to the box on what I believe is going to be a high stick. Penalties at 11:29 of the third period. Ketton Ottinger to the box. Tied 1-1, so all penalties are magnified. Evergreen short-handed, come back the other way. High sticking. So if the Evergreens successfully kill this off, there'll be about 3 minutes of regulation time left. Evergreen short-handed, Ortell gets to the puck. Evergreen's one goal is short-handed. That's in the sticks of... Got a whistle here. It's in the skates of one of the defensive players. I think the Evergreens, Davis Hackbarth, kind of played it behind the whistle. Not call. That's a break for the Evergreens. Evergreens penalty kill, not so good in the first period, but super solid in the second and third. 1:30 left in the power play for Lakeland. Lakeland is onside, carrying it down. This is Max Trahala. Trahala tried to center that. Lakeland holds into the blue line. Now down to the far sideboards. Lakeland shot on goal. Pad saved by Ethan Hurt. And the Evergreens clear it all the way down the ice. Again, Hurt's got to make these big saves, and he did. Lakeland's going to have to rush the entire sheet of the ice. 1 minute left in the penalty kill. Cross ice, Lakeland onside. This is Trahala, who circles back at his own blue line, now sends it into the corner. Jaglinski is the closest player, but Lakeland comes away with the puck in the circle, back out to Trahala. Trahala, quick pass along the near side boards, gets it back. 45 seconds left in the man advantage. His teammate skates down low, into traffic, knocked away and bounced off the boards and out of the zone. All the way down it goes. 4 minutes left in the game and 35 seconds left in the Lakeland power play. Tied 1-1. Lakeland's back at their defensive blue line. Long pass ahead. Came in too hot for Tyler Goffrey. Goes into the corner. Lakeland overskates the puck. Evergreens come away with it. Bounces off the boards. It goes down the ice. 15 seconds now and counting. Lakeland still retreating back there. The Evergreens have a player chasing, Quinton Shiro. Shiro's fighting behind the boards. 5-4-3. The Evergreens will be back to full strength. 5-on-5 hockey with 3.5 minutes to go. Third period, a tie game. A time for heroes coming up. Let's see who will score a late goal in this one. Lakeland's back in their own offensive zone. Evergreen sends it out high off the boards near the red line. It went off the linesman there, and Hackbarth gets it to the Evergreens. Hackbarth circles back, pinned up against the boards. Coming up here is Brady Bunnell. In about 35 seconds, the Evergreens will get Jacob Yakuz back into the game. So Yakuz could be a difference maker, still tied 2-2. So an Evergreens captain, one of the best defensemen in the state, watching around in the box, and Yakuz going to come back out in just a few moments. 2:50 left in the game. Lakeland still has in their offensive zone, turned over Colby Schmidt. Schmidt tried to get that ahead to Ortel, couldn't make the connection. Schmidt and one of the Lakeland players wipe out. Lakeland the other way, shot loose in front, and then swept off to the side. Put on goal there by Kyle Schwab. Pad save by Ethan Hurt. 2.5 minutes left in the game. Still tied 1-1. Lakeland, though, has had the momentum since the Evergreens were able to kill off the penalty at 5-on-5. And now Evergreens get Zinda back on the ice. Yaku should be available now. 2:17 left in the game. Lakeland sends it high off the board, so get a change here. 5-on-5 hockey. 2 minutes left. Still in the Lakeland zone. Parker Hurt for the Evergreens circles back around the puck, now goes behind his own net. Let's see if the Evergreens can get a rush. 1:55 and counting. No time like now for a late, memorable goal. Evergreens get it ahead. It's off Zinda's stick. Couldn't control it. Lakeland bangs it off the boards. Evergreens still fight for it at neutral ice. Evergreens are going to have to touch up here. Hackbarth is waiting for his teammate to clear. Hackbarth goes cross ice. That's a pretty good pass there. Evergreens send this ahead to Ottinger. To the far side boards. 90 seconds left in regulation. Lakeland, Hackbarth in front. Shot on goal. Pad save, and he's going to hold on to it. Hackbarth with a bid to put the Evergreens in front. Colin Gulcher denies him. And here comes Yakuz back out onto the ice now with 1:25 left. And Yakuz just been sent back to the bench. What's that about? Yakuz came onto the ice and was just told to go back to his bench. The 10-minute unsportsmanlike is over. Not sure what that's all about. Lakeland wins the defensive zone draw and possesses. Evergreen's got a pressure here for a turnover. 1:15 left. Lakeland's leading scorer, Max Trahala, carries it in. Trahala flicked it high, tried to go top shelf, and a pad save off the blocker of Ethan Hurt. Trahala, that's best for Lakeland, denied there at the 1 minute mark now. Lakeland holds the zone. There's traffic in front of the Empress net, goes cross ice, bounces off the board, shot wide of the near side post behind the net. 50 seconds left in regulation, tied one apiece. Lakeland has not had a tie this year. The Evergreens had a tie in conference against Wisconsin Rapids. We play 8 minutes of overtime. Got a penalty coming up here. Lakeland's number 18, Thomas McCumber, the freshman, was tied up with Brady Bunnell. They calling something? Did that just go out of play? No, Lakeland was offside. Yeah, the puck came into the zone. Lakeland had players in. 39 seconds left. Evergreens are going to take their timeout here. 39 seconds left in regulation, tied 1-1. I see Yakuz during this timeout is out of the team's bench area and is on the ice. The Evergreens bench and Jacob Yakuz himself thought that he should have been back out on the ice about a minute ago of playing time. And again, Yakuz is such a difference maker, particularly in the late stages of the game, that to lose a minute of actual game time, that hurts. Timeouts are 1 minute. Should there be overtime, if we don't have a goal scored in the final, 39 seconds of play here, there'll be a 3 minute break. By the way, back in the studio, we will go back to the studio for a 1 minute break if there is overtime. Okay, back in the studio. If overtime, a 1 minute break. Overtime will come to you as a separate file. The face-off after this timeout will come just outside the Lakeland blue line on the near dot. Grant Ortel is going to take the draw for the Evergreens. against Max Trahala for Lakeland. Evergreens win this. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth, blue line. 35 seconds left in the game. Hackbarth tried to put that on goal, tried to wrap it around on the near side post. He is denied. Lakeland has it behind the net. Evergreens trying to pressure this and hold it in, and they can't. Goes out of the zone. The Evergreens have a player back. There's only 20 seconds left in regulation. So Hackbarth fails on a wraparound attempt. Here come the Evergreens on the other side. Colby Schmidt, shot on goal, blocker saved. Rebound loose in front. Hackbarth tried to close on it, couldn't get to it in time. Comes out of the zone. Boy, the initial blocker save was loose, and Hackbarth was trying to bear down on it. Just 5 seconds left. It goes into the corner. We are going to overtime. Tied 1-1. All right, back in the studio. We'll take a quick break. 1 minute break in the studio, and then overtime gets underway. 8 minutes of sudden death to try and break this 1-1 tie between DC Everest and Lakeland. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.